This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the 3D printed gun technology that is really upsetting governments all around the world because essentially it's taking the control of weapons out of their hands in a lot of ways, in that you can just print your own gun if you want to. And now there's a semi-automatic gun that Derek J. has informed us about. I posted the link to the live leak video of this alleged 3D printed semi-auto weapon here, and you can check that out on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can link to any of those by going to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get to those things there. So Ian, Derek J., and Mark in the studio here. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So what I want to know is how, with this 3D gun technology, and I feel like there was something we were going to get to, but I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, about is it legal to print more
Mark
of these
had asked
things.
What an NFA device was. So now this, I don't know what guns, I don't know what the viability of the claims of gunssavelives.net. That's where I found a story and a link to the video about this particular gun. They claim that producing your own firearms is legal in most states. So I'm guessing states like New York, probably not legal, but it may be legal where you live to print out your own guns.
You know, thinking about Bill Domenico being on the air, because we interviewed him, and I guess you were just weren't on that night or something like that. Were you on that?
I think I was there, actually. I held the gun.
Try to remember the conversation you had with him. What I think was said was that an individual can print their own gun. However, sale of
that
gun,
sell it.
You
yeah.
have to have like a gun dealer license or something.
That's what
like
he said.
That.
Yes.
So what about the creation of a gun for somebody else? I wonder what that would look like.
If you just gave it to the person?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's just a gift. Maybe you could give it to them unassembled.
Well, and maybe you could sell them. Maybe you could sell them or rent them your 3D printer for a penny.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, okay, so as I understand it, there's these receiver kits that prior to 3D gun printing technology, people would order these receiver kits. That I think they call them 80% receivers, and you get one of these kits, and it basically has what you need to kind of mill your own gun, essentially. And I think it's like 80% completed, and you have to do the last 20%. And in that way, you can actually avoid having to have a serial number on a gun. I believe that's one of the ways that you can kind of have an off-the-books gun, essentially, is you order one of these 80% receiver kits, you put you build your own gun from that point, and it's completely off the radar as far as the feds. So
now, I would have to...
What states are that? You know, is that legal in? I don't know either. Again, if you're getting into guns, you need to do your own research and take your own risks.
I talked to a gun expert, a guy who's really into them and stuff, and he was telling me about, I guess, what some felons do. I'm a felon. Some felons do in the United States is that there's this Finnish rifle or something that they get the receiver, and the receiver's the gun. It's the only part that matters. So they get the receiver, and then there's everything else is an accessory at that point. And there's this old receiver from before 1898. When a felon can own a gun that's made before 1898 and supposedly doesn't have, ammunition that's readily available in the United States. I don't know how they get around that. I don't know any of that. But the claim was from this individual was that they get this receiver, they build a rifle around it, and essentially it's good to go because this Finnish rifle was made so well or something like that. I don't know the specifics, but it's all very interesting to me.
Wow, that's really cool. There's always a way around it.
I have a air-powered Dragon Claw from this website that does this, pyramidair.com. Mm-hmm. And this thing is as good as anybody needs for sort of, anything.
Would it be enough for home defense and it's just air?
It would be enough for home defense against somebody who didn't have on a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a rifle. It's not a handgun, but...
And there's no restriction on felons having air-powered rifles?
There is no restriction that I know of.
That's pretty cool.
According to the Wikipedia article.
I killed a gopher with it. Achievement level for you. Kill gopher with a 50 caliber air rifle. Who's done that?
Sounds complicated.
actually blew out the O-ring at the time. Otherwise, it would have destroyed the gopher instead of killed him off.
The Wikipedia article about 3D printed firearms under the legal status section in United States claims that in the United States, it is legal for individuals to manufacture firearms for personal use without a license. However, this does not extend to some firearms, such as Title II weapons, like machine guns, silencers, etc., or assault weapons in jurisdictions which still ban them. So again, your state mileage may vary.
How can you even call pushing a button manufacturing anything?
You're going to have to put the parts together.
Okay, all right.
You don't just print the gun out in its full form. You print the parts, and then you have to assemble them.
Okay, but how far out is that? These get better every year.
How far out until they're actually printed whole?
Yeah, how far is it? I mean, I've seen these 3D printers do some pretty impressive printing where there are mechanical parts already working at the point where they print them out. For example, you know those wind-up cars that you roll back a little bit and then they go forward?
Yeah.
Well, you can 3D print one of those with the push of one button. No assembly required.
That's amazing.
We were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Bill Domenico had these little keychains that kind of spun around that he printed with 3D printer. I mean, so they were, it was different parts that moved inside of one sort of trinket.
And he didn't put them together. They were printed
that
way.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Haven't you seen the video of the 3D printing of the large adjustable wrench?
No.
Wait, what?
This is an old video, I'm afraid, but they printed, 3D printed out of one of these 3D printing machines, an adjustable wrench. Now, that's the wrench that that you kind of twist the grooved cylinder on, and it moves wider and thinner and wider. And they had one of these. It was a good-sized one, and it looked like it was, sizable. They adjusted it right there for the camera, and then they turned it. It came out
and working. It just came right out like that, huh?
Yeah.
That's incredible. So now, of course, it's made out of plastic, so what are you going to use it once, and then that's it?
It could be durable plastic.
Yeah, it's
Oh, really?
It would be usable.
Like ABS plastic or whatever, awesome.
Ian, I don't know what kind of plastic it is.
Well, I'm just asking you because you've seen more videos than I have.
It looked
good
to me, and yes, if plastic was hard enough, it would be usable in this form. It was a big wrench. Yeah. This wasn't some little thing that the plastic, you want steel for. It's a big wrench. It would have worked.
Cody Wilson also talked about this at Liberty Forum this year, how he would dip some of his plastic in a certain kind of polymer after it was finished printing, just to give it some extra hardness. So that might work for the wrench as well.
Under the Undetectable Firearms Act, any firearm which cannot be detected by a metal detector is illegal to manufacture. So legal designs, this again from Wikipedia, legal designs for firearms such as the Liberator require a metal plate to be inserted into the printed body. Now that's interesting.
I just wonder, who are they considering to be the manufacturer? Is it the person who makes the design for the gun itself?
I think it would be the person who prints it out and puts it together.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That person is going to disappear, so they're going to have to call someone the manufacturer. Is it going to be the person who just makes the design? Will it be criminal just to have these designs?
Also,
to put lines on paper.
Right, will it be criminal to have... It says here that it is illegal to manufacture... one of these firearms with no metal. So if you printed a Liberator that was all plastic and you didn't use the metal plate that they're talking about here, it would be illegal to do that.
Why?
But once you, that's what they're saying here, according to the Undetectable Firearms Act.
I see.
In the United States.
But is it necessary for the Liberator to work? Do you need that plate?
No.
Oh,
no,
it's totally optional.
No, what they're saying here is that's what would make it legal to manufacture, is having that plate in it.
The plate's in it for the purpose of being detectable from a metal detector.
Correct.
And so, the law says that you mayn't have a plastic gun, even though the plastic gun works and you can produce it without anyone knowing.
But
you
wait,
have to put it in there in order for it to be legal?
What about, my question is, okay, so we know, according to Wikipedia, and, you got to do your own research on their claims, but they usually document them all. The Undetectable Firearms Act says you cannot manufacture it. Does it also say you cannot possess it? Because in that case, you would probably have to knowingly possess it. Because, for instance, if somebody prints out a Liberator that has no metal parts in it and then gives it to you, Derek J., but you don't know, if they don't tell you, hey, this is an illegal gun with no metal parts. And you just take this gun that you think is this cool 3D printed gun, and then later on you get arrested for having a no metal 3D printed gun.
Hey, I didn't know.
How could you
I've
known?
Got plausible deniability.
They would have to prove you printed it, and they'd have to prove you knew it, right? I don't know. I haven't read the act, obviously, but would love to have your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Sounds to me like it might just be illegal to manufacture them without metal in them. There's more coming up here. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Talk to us about what you want. Doesn't have to be 3D printed firearms, although that is the topic at the moment that's on the table. You can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. is here courtesy of his show, Peace News Now. You can go to peacenewsnow.com to get more Derek. He's live on Sunday and Tuesdays. In fact, you're doing an extended run here tonight, Derek J. After the show tonight, you'll be moving over to LRN.FM Studio B.
That's right.
A.K.A. Peace News Now Studios, and you'll be producing your show there. So you're going to be on for 5 hours straight on LRN.FM tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of breath. In a lot of ways, I'm going to have to run to the studio.
It's a good thing you have a lot of opinions and are happy to share them. So go and check out more of Derek, and also DerekJ.me is your main blog site.
Yeah, that's where people can see blogs, and they can also get links to all of my videos, documentaries I've done. Basically, anything I do, that's the portal through which you can find it.
Awesome, and also you're a blogger at freekeen.com. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts to Billy listening in Southern Utah online. Hey, Billy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Billy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Doing great.
Hey,
You are on the radio.
In reference to the firearms, whether it's legal or not, the ATF actually has a question and answer sheet on their website, and I posted it to your Facebook link that answers that question.
Oh, great. You mean for 3D printed firearms?
It just talks about, all it says is, may I lawfully make a firearm for my own personal use?
Oh.
Provided it's not.
Okay, so then any firearm.
Yes.
Yes.
And the restrictions are obviously not for resale, that you can legally possess a firearm. Mm-hmm. And then if it's what they call a non-sporting rifle, that's the other catch that you have to watch. If it's not what they call a non-sporting rifle, basically like an AR-15, anything of that nature, then you have to have 10 or less than 10 imported parts.
Is that actually that brings up the issue that I'd mentioned previously, but we never actually finished the thought. The story from GunsSaveLives.net claims that it's legal to produce your own firearm in most states, so long as you don't produce an NFA device. That's not the same thing as what you're talking about. NFA device says here is a short-barreled rifle or shotgun.
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yes.
Do you know what the NFA stands for? An NFA device?
National Firearms Act.
National Firearms Act? Okay.
Yes. National Firearms Act, which dates back to June of 1934.
Understood. Well, Billy, thanks for sharing tonight. Anything else you want to get out?
No, that was it. I just wanted to just clarify that and point out that people can go to the ATF and see the law for themselves right there.
There you go. Thanks, Billy, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So whether you want to talk about 3D printed firearms or whatever's on your mind goes here tonight. You know, I teased this one the other day. The Onion story, we'll get to it here in a moment. It's about dictators. But first, we go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I looked at the text of that law you were talking about, and it actually has a section that says the gun has to have an outline detectable by metal detectors.
Hmm.
In other words, in section or subsection P, it says it's illegal to possess a gun that after removal of grip stocks and magazines is not as detectable as an example gun they give.
Hmm.
And further, the major components have to be visible under an X-ray machine, and by major component it means barrel, slide, or receiver.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that answers your question about whether it's legal or not to possess them. My guess is it wouldn't be, but I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, because, again, a lot of laws about criminal, you know, a lot of laws regarding possessing things usually have to do with knowingly possessing it. So, for instance, if you leave some drugs or a gun or something like that in the back of my car, and I didn't know you were there with guns and drugs in the back of my car, and then, you know, you leave the car and you've left those things in there, and then I'm driving around unknowingly with guns and drugs in the backseat of my car, You know, it's going to be hard for me to prove, or I guess to, it'll be hard for them to prove that I did it knowingly, but it'll also probably be easy to convince a jury to convict me anyway, would be my guess.
So you're saying that the drug laws all have a clause that says knowingly or willingly?
Frequently, you will find the term knowingly in various different criminal laws. Yes, you had to have the intention to have possession of something. Obviously, if someone plants something somewhere, you couldn't possibly be guilty of knowingly having those things.
Yeah, they just have to convince a jury that beyond a reasonable doubt that you knowingly did it, and
they probably will.
Right. I mean, you know, the prosecutor said that he believes it. So, well, let's get out of here, folks. We got to get home for dinner. And right. Guilty. Sounds like guilty to me. Yeah, guilty.
So, well, but they haven't arrested Bill Domenico. I don't know if Bill. I think Bill, when we asked him if it had any metal parts, said there was like a screw that he.
There was a nail for a firing pin.
Right.
But all he has to do is basically be detectable. Now,
according to Nathan. Now, Nathan's saying he just read this National Firearms Act thing.
But what's the outline? Does it have to be the outline of a gun, or this the outline of the nail?
Either a major part, like the barrel, the receiver.
But the firing pin's pretty major, man.
Well, actually, it defines what it means by major, and just means the barrel or the cylinder or the receiver.
Yeah, so the firing pin is not included?
I don't know. I mean, it's not listed in this section of the act, but it's got like I think it has a subsection for every letter of the alphabet. This is section P. So,
well, I think we've dug in as far as I want to dig in. Thanks for the call, Nathan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You can read all the laws you want on your own time.
This is the problem with the law. I just assume every firearm is illegal because there are so many laws surrounding firearms. How can you possibly be in compliance?
Plus, that's what the cops are going to assume. Like, oh, there's a gun, probably illegal. And the jury will probably also presume that as well, depending on what state you're in.
We continue. Russell is on the line listening in Utah, St. George. Actually, he just dropped off the line. How about Rob in Virginia? Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't really see the point of the Liberator. It's made of plastic. You can shoot it once or twice. It blows up. I mean, it's not. If you want to make it legally and have metal, you know, make the receiver and the barrel be metal. But the guy that called before is right. You can make your own AK-47 with no serial number. You can make your own AR-15 with no serial number. Perfectly legal to have. This can't transfer it to anyone else. You can buy the upper receiver in the case of AR-15. And then you can, I mean, you don't have to be a gunsmith. There's people have parties doing this. You can buy all the parts with a little jig that says drill here, drill here. It's not, you don't have to be a machinist to do it, and it's perfectly legal.
But it has to be sent to your house. I mean, it has to be sent somewhere that's attached to your name in some way, likely. You'd have to work pretty hard to
buy it on a Silk Road or something like that.
I suppose. That's a possibility.
No, it still has to be sent. You could go to a gun show and just fire them. You can have it. I mean, they aren't firearms. Cool.
What if you're a felon?
Well, yeah, it'd still be illegal for you to possess it.
Right.
But not the 80% receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not crazy.
But you could have the could you have the 80% receiver as a felon, the unfinished gun? I bet you could.
I bet you.
I think I know that, but I'm not an expert. I think the lower receiver in the I'm not a fan of the AR.
Stand by, Rob. We can bring you back here.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial us up here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you will have the opportunity to get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And shade-grown is it's really a unique thing because it diminishes the sort of acid reflux thing that so many people experience, and that's a big deal. Many people have stopped drinking coffee simply because of the acid reflux thing. And you know, shade grown, it's not a fad. It's been around for hundreds of years. Nature intended coffee to grow in the shade, and it's the advent of industrial food production that has caused the coffee to be grown in direct sunlight in an open field. That's the Robusto beans, and that grows abnormally fast and can affect your health in other ways. So check it out. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. If you continue to get your coffee through this link, you'll get the free first pound free. You pay the shipping. But if you continue to get your coffee through that link, you're going to be able to help us reach families around the world with microloans. We're able to give another loan to another family to achieve their dream and claw their way out of poverty for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to bring Rob back on in Virginia. We've been talking about the 3D-printed firearms and wondering aloud about the legality of this stuff as far as making the 3D-printed firearms. One article at Wikipedia about these things says that it is legal to make your own firearms in most places in the United States. However, in the case of the 3D-printed firearms, they say that one of the major parts has to be in metal in order for it to be detected by metal detectors. Otherwise, it'll violate a portion of the act. And Rob is with us with some thoughts on that. You know, Rob, I actually wanted to come back to something you said in the very beginning of your call, which was you didn't understand the point of the Liberator being the first 3D-printed firearm of note. It made headlines last year, and you're right in your assessment. I mean, it's on the scale of guns. It's a pretty crappy gun. It can only fire...
So was the original Liberator.
Only fire like the original Liberator once or twice, and actually a lot of times you didn't get the first one and the original one,
yeah,
right? So, anyway, this, you know, eventually you shoot this thing enough, it's going to blow up on you. It's, you know, it could be very dangerous. So it's kind of like a one shot, you're done sort of thing. You go beyond one shot, you're taking a significant risk at that point. So I understand that. But I think the point of the Liberator was proof of concept. Yeah. There. Hey, look, you can print your own gun. How crazy of an idea. How much change does that represent to the current system? What kind of disruption is that? It's pretty tremendous. Even though it's not the greatest gun in the world, what we're talking about tonight is not the Liberator, but sort of the next generation, if you will, not created by the same guy. But there's now a video online that shows a guy firing multiple times from what is alleged to be a 3D printed firearm. So, you know, we don't know. I don't think it's been proven yet, or at least we haven't seen the proof that this is the real deal. The plans, we're still looking to find the plans for this thing. But the Liberator is a real mark on history, I think, in a good way.
Well, it's a disruptive technology. I don't think anybody was ever, there's no record of anyone being killed in partisan warfare with the original Liberator. It was really more of a...
None? Okay.
It was really more of a psychological weapon, and I think that was great that that kid came up with that, and it's sort of a Free Talk Live kind of thing. Hey, look at this. Screw your rules. I mean, that's cool. But in a practical way, I mean, I hesitate to broadcast this in the Northeast, the land of gun grabbing and liberalism, but it's not illegal to make a real effective firearm, and you can have one. I mean, you can't be a felon, but I mean, you can make your own firearm that is world class and it's not traceable.
What do you think the best place to get these kits? What do you think the best place to get these kits is? Are
Google. I mean, just go on YouTube. There's a million places. I mean, you know, you asked the question before. I'm not an AR expert, but I Googled it while during a break. The lower receiver is the part that's a gun that has a serial number that is called a gun by the DATFE for an AR platform. So, but you can make your own of that. And there's a like drill here kit. And kit
is that the, what I was talking about earlier, the 80% receiver kits?
Yeah, you can get a strip receiver. But there are kits that you can just make your own receiver that is not numbered. It's not a gun, the part. And then you've got to manufacture a receiver. And right. As long as you don't sell it to somebody else.
I apologize if I was misinformed. I thought that's what the 80% receiver was, that if it wasn't 100% complete, that if it was, you know, at 80% completion, then you finish it. It doesn't come with a serial number. Was I mistaken about that?
I don't know the technical rule. I don't know the rule on that, but I've seen it online where people have a part which can be made into a lower receiver. And it's much simpler on something like an AK-47, which was designed to be made in a shed by a peasant. So, but on the ARs, you can get, I mean, it's great. I'm not knocking it. But yeah, basically, hey, you can make your own out of metal and wood that fires a long time and it's not traceable.
Cool.
And
Have you made your own, Rob?
No, I
don't know if he's comfortable answering that question. All right, thanks, Rob, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Another part of the Liberator is we don't know where this technology is going to go, the 3D printing technology is going to go. It can be much more difficult for people in foreign countries to get these kits. You know, the fact that we in the United States can go on Google and get these, and, you know, thank God for that. But, you know, there's plenty of countries where you simply can't do that. The possession of a firearm is just completely illegal. So, at that point, the Liberator may very well be a great home protection device. I don't know. Seems to me that, you know, any time that you're dealing with a one-shot weapon, that you're probably better off with a good-sized knife. I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
It just seems like, you know, Rob is assuming a lot about where people are doing this. If you're in Africa, you might have better access to a 3D printer than you would AR-15 parts.
I don't know.
The equipment and whatever equipment you'll need to machine these things.
I see a lot of AR-15 picks coming out of Africa.
No, never mind. It just depends on where
you're
at. You
think they're using the AR-15 versus the AK?
I'm sorry. I got it confused in my head. Excuse me. The AK-47.
The AK is the most popular weapon worldwide from what I understand.
Yeah, and for good reason. It's a fine
reliable
one. Did you see the video of the what appear to be these African soldiers turning over an AK-47 to a chimpanzee?
Well,
I don't know if it's
true. Real.
I don't think
that's
it's true.
That's a promo video. It's a promo video for Planet of the Apes that came out a few years ago.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, well, it's funny nonetheless.
Yeah. One thing that is real is there were a bunch of people at Porkfest who were building their own guns. Did anyone see that happening?
There was a whole class, actually, about it. You could build your own AR something or other.
I missed that one completely, but apparently
it was like an $800 class or $600 class or something like
that.
Must
have been the same thing that we're talking
about. Walk away with a gun. Yeah, now, look, I did look it up here because I was asking the guy on the phone, and he didn't know. The whole I'd heard of this 80% thing, and I thought I was pretty right about it. And I think I am correct. Looking for the 80% receiver. I think, what did I search for here? 80% receiver. Yeah, just 80% receiver comes up with several of these things. So there's one, advancedrifles.com, where they are selling you a partially machined AR-15 lower receiver. This 80% is a premium German spec, whatever, forging featuring our own in-house perimeter strengthened progressive forgings. And they go on to talk about...
They've got the good forgings.
What that is.
We are the forging mamma jammas.
It says here, shipped, includes full blueprints and build instructions, ships direct to you, no FFL needed, and it is not a gun until you complete it.
And they sell it in a 5-pack.
Yep, that's right. And that means, to me, that means there's no serial number on this thing. So that's how you do it. Tom is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Hey, guys. Interesting conversation. You got me laughing. I've been in and out of the room, so I haven't caught everything. I don't know exactly what you're trying to make the gun for. I don't even want to know. But
I'm not making a gun. We're just talking about making guns.
Retired cop, if I could answer any questions about legalities, I can tell you this. Speaking of actually knowing a gun, I think it was the HBO show Vice. They had these little kids. I think it was...
I want you to tell me more. Hang on, Tom. I want to give you the time to do it, though, in moments. More with Tom, and we'll find out what he has to say in moments. It's Free Talk.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450. Free.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we share with you there. In fact, you can help us out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. And we take that $5 and invest it into the show, using it to advertise to new radio stations, bring new listeners on board online as well. It makes a big difference for us when you AMP Free Talk Live. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcasts, AMP-only Facebook group, which has been really great, by the way, that Facebook group for people. It's neat seeing listeners and fans of the show interacting with one another again, because we used to have the bulletin board system, and we still do, but not that many people spend time there. No. The Free Talk Live AMP Facebook group is definitely more active, I think. But anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there and get all the perks, and it makes a big difference for us when you do that. Tom, you called in tonight from Maryland, and we barely had a chance to get your thoughts out there in the last segment. So go ahead. What were you trying to say?
I was commenting on these little kids. I think it was in the Philippines. They showcased on Vice. It's a half-hour show on HBO. They were cranking out really decent-looking, from what I could tell, 9mm handguns. They were using iron pipe for the barrel. They had a way of rifling it. They also put everything together with the sheet metal they drilled, and they fired it off afterwards, and the thing was cycling like it was something made from Smith & Wesson or Colt. I was rather impressed. At any rate, what I wanted to tell you was you got to be so careful with these laws. They become so intricate. And the old adage about ignorance is no excuse really doesn't apply anymore. I think a good lawyer could make that case to a jury that absolutely, you know, any reasonable man, in fact, it would be the oddball genius that could keep up with this stuff. The average guy cannot keep up with all these laws.
All the laws?
Right. Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. It's like a 13th century maxim. I mean, you know, we're all taught it and we all sort of believe it. But the fact is that there's nobody, as you say, Tom, there's nobody who knows all the laws.
Hey, listen, we had to go back to the academy every year for 2 weeks just so that we would know what the laws were. They were changing that quick and that often. In fact, sometimes they'll change in one direction. The following year, they'll change back again. So you don't know if you're coming or going half the time. The one thing, though, that you do want to be careful of when you're talking about these gun issues, you don't want to end up in a federal court. A friend of mine is a lawyer. He's tried a lot of cases. And he had problems, as well as a lot of attorneys did in federal court, where when he would go, and this is something so basic, I was shocked when he told me this, and he told me he was shocked as well when it first happened. When he went to instruct the jury at the end of the trial, the prosecutor objected, and the judge sustained it. Now, when you get to the point where you came and instruct the jury, and when I say instruct the jury, I'm talking about letting them know what level of confidence they have to have when they render that decision about whether you're guilty or innocent.
Defining a reasonable doubt.
That tells me right there that they stacked that courtroom so much in favor of getting a conviction that that's the last place you ever want to be. As far as the parts are concerned, you know, felons get locked up for just having bullets in their pockets. So just please be careful with that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's right. Did you ever come upon any homemade guns?
Deer hunting with that thing.
When you were a former cop, did you come across any homemade guns?
No, I didn't. A lot of what you might call Saturday Night Specials, Davis Industries, I don't know. I've never seen one in a regular gun store, but it seemed like that was the standard issue for the average 13-year-old on the streets of Baltimore. We saw a lot of those. A lot of SKS rifles, which really are weapons of war. I don't know where they were getting that stuff from. It kind of brought to mind the movie Boys from the Hood, where the one guy said, you know, we don't have any planes to bring the stuff in, because these guys had stuff that you would find literally on a battlefield. So, you know, there's a lot going on. I'm not sure you guys know that these kids aren't making
them. Tom, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the expertise tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just to bring you up to speed, there is a new 3D-printed gun that is, well, I guess there's allegedly a new 3D-printed gun. Want to find the plans for it, but one guy has made a video anonymously, apparently, where he is shooting this alleged gun, and it shoots multiple times in the video, which, of course, was the big failure point with the Liberator, the first real 3D-printed gun. Really wasn't good for shooting more than once, and in some cases it was risky shooting
well,
it
like
once.
Breech load too, so I mean, you know, you
had to crack the sucker open, right?
Yeah, you have to open it up, put another one in, you know, fire it again. I mean, it was very, very rudimentary, and it was intended to be rudimentary. It was supposed to be the first one to begin the conversation about, look, this whole gun control thing that you guys are really whipped up about, you can just forget
it's
it.
Busted.
Because,
it's over.
You know, inside the next decade or two, we're going to be printing whatever we want in 3D with 3D printing devices, and you can just forget about all your gun control rules.
Let's go to Derek. He's in Virginia, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hello, Derek.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Welcome. Good. What's on your mind tonight, Derek?
I just wanted to talk about building ARs.
Sure.
And,
go ahead.
When you buy them, if you're going to buy them in pieces, if you buy anything other than an 80% complete one, if you buy one that's it doesn't have to have the trigger group and stuff in it. If it's just the completed lower receiver with a serial number on it, you have to have that shipped to an FFL.
Okay.
You get
an FFL is a licensed firearms dealer?
Yes. And then there's paperwork behind that, of course. If you get an 80% one, you will have to, in a lot of cases, do some drilling, and it's not a lot of machining on it. And it's nothing hard. Most of the guys give you templates and the tools and show you exactly how to do it.
And the website I was on, you actually can get plans for 3D printable jigs, which I guess the jig is something that you do the machining, right?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of guys give you the jigs with them.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that you
could do this with a handheld drill, you know, like a screw gun. I've heard you could do it with those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've built several. And
how many have you made?
Several of them.
Oh, okay.
And
we don't need our investigation going
on. No, I guess, yeah. I so, guess Derek, not. You're saying I was right that the 80% thing, the 80% receivers, do not have serial numbers. You do not have to go through a firearms dealers or anything like that, right?
That is correct. And you can go online and get them. And there's places where you can get them for $45 a piece.
Amazing.
How long does it take to make one?
Pardon me?
Can it be done in a day?
Once you get the 80% kit, how long does it take to complete it?
You can complete it in an hour.
Wow, that's amazing. What if you're a newbie? What if you're not experienced? If it's your first time, how long do you think it would take to complete it?
Oh, less than a day.
Less than a day. That's pretty impressive.
Well, you can build
Derek,
a whole
thanks for
lower.
Calling tonight, man.
You can build a whole lower mm-hmm. for about $160.
And you're talking about for a handgun or for a rifle or for anything?
For the AR-15 or gotcha. 300 Black Hills, whatever.
When you say build the whole lower for 180, how much until you have an actual functioning rifle in your hands? How much money?
Right around $550.
That's not bad. And it's off the books as well. So thanks for the call, Derek. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So there you go. Maybe you learned something tonight about how to get a firearm without going through the official channels, without having it registered with the federal government or with the state government. You know, there's some value to that. And it's not just the value of, you know, not being traceable, but it's nice that if the government doesn't know that you have the gun, they can't take the gun at some point in the future. Right now, if you've purchased a gun legally through the system, there's some record somewhere that you've got it, or at least you had it at one time, and that could get you into some hot water if they ever decide they want to confiscate your firearms. So I like the idea of being off the books. There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts in Hour 3.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.